Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Chesem and Beis, the first mishnah in Perek Ben Sarah Remora discusses the time frame in a young man's life during which he can become a Ben Sarah Remora, a rebellious child who is executed by Beis Din. It's a relatively brief period of time, at most 3 months, and it's determined by his biological development. The Mishnah says, Ben Sarah Remora, Me'ema Seinasa Ben Sarah Remora. When is he able to become a Ben Sarah Remora? Mishiyavi Shtei Saros. From when he has Shtei Saros, which normally defines a person as an adult, Vad Sheyakif Sekana Tachkin Vlo Ha'elyon, El Shadibra Chacham Vlo Shenikia, until a certain further point in his development is reached, after which he can no longer become a Ben Sarah Remora. The Gemara says, that span can be at most 3 months. Shenemar, Kiye Le'ish Ben Vlo Bas. First of all, Ben Sarah Remora only applies to male children, boys, not girls. Ben Vlo Bas, Ben Vlo Ish, it only applies to a Ben, a child, a young man, a youth, not to an Ish, not to an adult. Katan Pater Shlobalachal Mitzvahs. While he's still a minor, before he has Shtei Saros, he cannot be a Ben Sarah Remora because he's not Balachal Mitzvahs. So the first 2 points, Ben Vlo Bas and Ben Vlo Ish, are drushes, we infer from the text of the Chumash. The third point, that a minor cannot become a Ben Sarah Remora, is just a general principle. A minor is not criminally liable for anything he does, shelo balachal mitzvah, so he can't become a Ben Sarah Remora. Now this mission is establishing a general principle in the halacha of criminal law, that a minor is not criminally liable for acts that he commits while he is a minor. There is a parallel rule in the halacha of civil law that says similarly that a katan is not liable for civil offenses that he commits while he is a minor. This is a mishnah in Bava Kamma. Cheresh shote v'katan p'yasin ra. If someone encounters a cheresh, a shote, or a katan, a minor, it's bad for him because if they harm him, he has no recourse, they won't have to pay. Hachovel behen chayev. If he damages them, if he injures them, he will have to pay. Behem shachovel b'cheirim p'turim. They have no civil liability for Chavala, for injury, or for any other type of civil offense they commit against somebody else. The Mishnah goes on, Ha'eved Va'isha, servants and women, married women, also P'yas and Ra. Similarly, Ha'chovel Behen Chayev, if someone injures them, he's Chayev, Behem Shechovel Ba'cheirim P'turim. They are exempt from paying somebody else. But here the Mishnah explains, that's only because they have no assets. They have no control over any assets they might have. Avol Mishalman La'achar Zman. But the obligation exists, it's suspended, they will have to pay later. If the woman becomes divorced, the eved becomes free, and then they have money, chayav and l'shal. What is the halacha of a katan, a minor, who grows up? He committed a civil offense, a tort, an injury, theft, while he was a minor, and now he grows up, and now he has assets. So the Rambam rules unequivocally that he has no obligation to pay. The Rambam says, Katan Shagonav, he's potter from Kefel, he has to return the item if it's still intact. If he stole something concrete, he has to return that. But Imavdo, if it was lost, Einochayev L'shalem, compensation, which a normal adult would have to make, he does not have to make, Afa Karen, Afilu La'acha Shehigdil, even after he grows up, he has no obligation to compensate the victim of his theft. Similarly, the Rambam paskins the Mishnah about Chavala, that a Katan does not have to pay when he injures somebody else. The Rambam says explicitly again, Afal Pishin is Pateach HaCheresh, V'nishtafa HaShota, the Shota or the Cheresh, they were healed, V'higdil HaKatan, the minor grows up, Einam chayavim l'shalem. They do not have to pay. Why? Shebishah shechavlu behen lo hayu b'nei das. At the time they committed the injury, they were not b'nei das, so they have no chiyav at all, even when they grow up. The Rambam is accepted by the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the consensus of all poskim that we pass, that like this Rambam, that a katan who commits a civil offense does not have to make compensation even when he grows up. The one holdout is the Arzarua. The Arzarua is cited by the Agos Ashri, and the poskim talk about it, but it's universally considered a das yachid. The Arzarua says no, that a katan who grows up does have to pay for civil offenses that he committed while he was a katan. Now, even he concedes that the Mishnah Bava Kamma does not seem to indicate that, because the Mishnah has two categories of people. It says, Cherishot to be katan, Pigiyas and Ra, they don't pay. Period. Full stop. A woman and an Eved is also Pigiyas and Ra, they don't pay now, but they pay later. The strong implication of the Mishnah is that a katan does not pay even later. Nevertheless, the Arzarua says that the katan, when he grows up, does have to pay. Now, the Arzarua brings a couple of proofs to this shita of his, this unique opinion of his. One of them is from a very curious Rashi in another Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma brings a brief anecdote. It's discussing, this is the sugya of Dina de Garmi, certain types of indirect grama, indirect hezek, for which there is a chiyuv to pay. Remeir is done, Dina de Garmi, that's how we paskin. The Gemara is talking about Sarif Shtar. If someone burns a document belonging to somebody else and thereby causes that person some harm, he can no longer collect the debt. So that's considered garmi. He indirectly harmed his financial interest. Amemar says, man de don dina de garmi, magvi be meshtarim alya. If you paskin don dina de garmi, which we do, then you will have to pay for this. Then the Gemara says a very terse comment, hava uvda. There was such an episode of burning a shtar. V'kafye Rafram l'Ravashi. Rafram compelled Ravashi to pay. V'agvibe kikshur l'tzalma. He made him pay the full price for the hezek. Who is Ravashi? Why was he compelled to pay? Rashi says, in Bava Kamma, Pirish, Rashi learns, shesarav shtar chavero, Ravashi was the perpetrator, Ravashi burned someone else's shtar, bi'al duso. Rashi says four words, he burned someone else's shtar, bi'al duso, when he was a child. So the Arzarua says, Rashi says, even though Ravashi committed the crime while he was a child, nevertheless, Rafram compelled him to pay later, presumably when he grew up. So the Arzarua says, you see, that even a crime committed while a child, there still is a chiyuv to pay, and we can be kofi you when you grow up. Now, why does Rashi say Ravashi did this when he was a child? So pretty much the consensus is, everyone says, because it doesn't make sense, Ravashi, one of the leaders of the Amoraic period, one of the compilers of the Shas, such a great man, would have gone around like a hooligan when he was an adult. Can't be. Must have done it when he was a child. Some say, the Bach says, that the fact that Kafye, the fact that Rafram had to compel him, that he wasn't going to do it on his own, he wasn't going to pay his own debts, he wasn't going to compensate people for injuries that he did, that must be he was a minor. As an adult, he certainly would have paid on his own. Be that as it may, the Arzarua says, for whatever reason, Rashi says he was Bial Duso, he was a child. Nevertheless, Rafram made him pay, so you see that a child is obligated to compensate the victims of his injury that he committed when he was a child, when he grows up. As we said, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and all poskim do not accept this, so we have to discuss how do they refute the Raya from this Rashi. Rashi says it was Bial Duso, nevertheless he had to pay. So there are about a half dozen different approaches in the Achronim. In the remainder of this lecture, we'll discuss several of the approaches put forth by the Achron. So the first approach actually says that the story means something else entirely. Rishonim, without getting into this question, there are Rishonim already who explain the story differently. They say, Ravashi was not the perpetrator, Ravashi was a Dayan. All the Gemara says is, Hava Uvda, there was such an episode, and Rafram forced Ravashi to pay. So the Ravan and Rabbeinu Yonasan cited in the Shittu Mekubetzes, they say, someone else did it, some unnamed hooligan burned someone's shtar. The case came before Ravashi. Ravashi, as the Dayan, was going to rule that he was exempt. Because of the rules in the sugya of Garmi, Ravashi may have held Garmi is not Chayev, or some other reason. But be that as it may, Ravashi was going to rule that he wasn't Chayev. And the Rafram, who was a senior Dayan, Rafram was Zaken Mimena, Ravashi was still a young Dayan. Rafram, who was a senior Dayan, said, no, you have to make him pay. The halach is Doin Dina de Garmi, Yachayev for Garmi. So Raphram compelled Ravashi to rule that he was Chayev. Compelled presumably means verbally, but Raphram compelled Ravashi to rule Chayev. So in this reading, Ravashi was not actually the perpetrator of the offense at all. And obviously, there is no raya whatsoever to the din of the Arzarua. Now, Rashi doesn't say this, and it's quite odd, actually, because the same story, Amemar said, Don din Nigami Yerchayev, Hava Uvda, Rafa made Ravashi pay, the same, almost exactly the same story appears in Ksuvos and Daf Pei Vav. Slight difference. Here in Bava Kamma, the perpetrator, Ravashi or somebody else, had burned a shtar. In Ksuvos, the question was, he was mochel a shtar, someone sold a shtar, and then was mochel it, which you can do after you sell it, and you thereby cause the buyer of the shtar an injury. Very, very similar. It's also a question of Garmi. There, Rashi himself says, it was not Ravashi who was the perpetrator. There, Rashi says, that Hava Uvda means, Shabbah Hadin Lufnei Ravashi. And Raphram, Sivava Vakifa Barayas. Raphram persuaded, using arguments and logic, Talmudic reasoning, he persuaded Ravashi that he had to be Mechayev. So Rashi himself in Ksuvos says, that Ravashi was not the perpetrator. So why over here in the story in Bava Kamma about burning a shtar does he say Rashi was the perpetrator? Acharonim tried to explain that. Be that as it may, Rabbeinu Yonasan and the Ravon and Rashi himself in Ksuvos all say Ravashi was not the perpetrator. Marshal says the Arzarua is wrong. We should not be inferring from this Rashi that someone is chayav for what he did when he was a minor. He says the pshat is, like Rashi says in Ksuvos, that Ravashi was not the perpetrator at all, and whoever it was did it when he was a gadol. Second approach of a number of the gadol achronim, Maram Padua, the Gedulei Truma, the Ginez Radim, the Maram Mordechai, they all say, they accept Rashi, will say that it was Ravashi himself who perpetrated the offense, and he did it when he was Bialduso. Rashi's word is Bialduso, not Bekafnuso. They say Rashi doesn't mean he was a minor. Rashi means he was a young man. He was a wild, wild teenager. So he did it when he was maybe 14 or 16. He burned somebody's shtar. So they all say, we find in the Torah and Chazal, we sometimes use the word bachur or yeled, not to mean someone who is a legal minor below bar mitzvah. We use it to mean someone who is still young. The Maram Padua says that yes, Rashi's trying to remove from Ravashi the pagam of having been a mazik, of having damaged people's property when he was a mature adult. He wouldn't have done nevalazu, this abomination, when he was a mature adult. He did it when he was a young man, when he was a teenager. We find the language of the Gemara that certain Rabbat, certain Tanaim or Amoraim, they said they learned one way, Bialdusam, and another way, Biziknusam. Yaldusam doesn't mean when they were six. Bialdusam means when they were younger and earlier in their career. Reuven said about Yosef, Hayelad Enenu, in Parshas Vayeshev. Yosef was 17 years old. Do you see that Yelad means a young man? It doesn't mean literally a child. And he says, the Arzarua has to be wrong. The Rambam has to be right. It doesn't make sense that a Cheresho to Bekatan should be Chayev since they are not Pnei Das. Gidulei Truma learns this way. The Ginaz Vradim also says, Man Bachruso means Adayin Haisa Naris Kshur Belibo. He was still a bit silly or a bit immature, even after he was Bar Mitzvah. So that's when he did it. Chas V'Shalom, Ravashi would have done this when he was a senior Amoro who was compiling the Shas. When he was a young man, he also brings that the Gemara uses the word Yaldos this way. The Maror Mordechai also says this is the pshat. He brings the Bach. The Bach says this is not mistaver because it still would have been a gnai. Had Ravashi done this when he was 15, it still would have been a great gnai that Ravashi did this when he was actually bar mitzvah and responsible for what he did. Says the Maror Mordechai, no, the other Akronim are right. Ein zeh chisaron b'chuko shalosim ha-shalem. There's no real deficiency in Ravashi to say that he did something bilti hagun bialduso when he was a young man, a teenager. Maybe he got into a fight with someone, someone annoyed him, Sheik Nito, and he did this back. Yes, he's chayiv. Yes, it was the wrong thing to do, and that's why Rafa made him pay for it. But all Rashi means, Bialduso, is he was rach b'shanim. He certainly wouldn't have done it b'ziknusa when he was mature. But Rashi does not mean, the Maror Mordechai says, following these other achronim, Rashi does not mean that he committed the offense when he was actually literally a child. Third approach of the Pilpul Harifta and the Shar Mishpat, they again reject Rashi. They say that, no, Ravashi actually did this when he was an adult, when he was in his full maturity. So Rashi's question, Rashi apparently is bothered, how would he have done this? How could Ravashi, the great Amora, have gone around burning people's shtaras? So the Pilpul HaKarifta and the Shar Mishpat say, he didn't do it deliberately, he was a shogeg, or maybe an ones. It wasn't his fault, it was an accident. Accidents happen. And if it was an accident, why was he chayev? Why did Rafa make him pay? The answer is, adam uod la'olam. There's a principle that when a person is mazik, biyadayim, we say there's no ptur of shogeg, or certainly a Pashe is chayiv, even if you're not Pashe, you're a Shogig, even an Ones, the Mishnah says, Adam would la'olam, Adam is always chayiv, and therefore, that the even if Ravashi did it by accident, Ravashi still made him pay. And even Ravashi, the Pelukah Rifter explained, certainly knew Adam would la'olam. He just thought that you're not chayiv for Garmi in this situation, and Ravashi said, you are. Sharmishpat also learns this way. He says Shogeg or Toz. We say Adam Oed La'olam. And he said, and the Sharmishpat actually acknowledges it's not so simple. There is actually a major dispute in the poskim. It's true, Adam Oed La'olam, that for real Adam Amazik, Yerchaya, for direct Adam Amazik Daraisa, Yerchaya, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Ones. However, for Garmi, it's not so simple. Some Rishonim, some poskim say Garmi is only Midrabanan. It's only a Knas, and they're only Mechaya of you for Pashaya, or for Karov Lamezid. But the Sharmishpat says, good. But the Rambam who says that Yechayev, even when, that the Katan who is Mazik is Potter, even when he grows up, the Rambam is Lashitase. The Rambam says Garmi is Daraisa. And therefore, if it's Daraisa, you'd be Chayev, even Bishogeg, even Baones, like any Adam HaMazik, it's just a form of Adam HaMazik. And therefore, the Rambam Lashitase learned that Ravashi did it when he grew up. Had he done it when he was a Katan, he would not be Chayev. He did it when he grew up. How could Ravashi do it? The answer is, he was not a Mazid or even Pashaya. He was a Shogeg or a Tos. Afal Pekain, he was chayev because Adam Oed La'olam. So again, not so pashut. There are some poskim who say that you would not be chayev if it was Garmi, but at least according to these shitas, that Garmi has a din of Adam Amazik and Adam Oed La'olam, we have a very simple approach to say that Ravashi did it when he was an adult, not like Rashi. The Sharmishpat adds, he says, even though we have a rule, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe Takala Alidei Tzadikim, he says, well, the Rishonim say, Tosu says it's only Midi Da'achila, that a tzaddik is not nichshel in eating something that's usher, but committing an act of hezek, maybe he is. Kolchkin here, he says, it's not really so bad because he's going to pay for it. It's true, you're not allowed to be mazik al manas l'shalim, but it's not such a takala. You did the hezek and you paid for it, and you made him whole, so to speak. So it's not really such a takala. So really, that's the pshad, that pashut v'nachon, the Sharmishpat says, that Ravashi did it when he was an adult, a fully mature adult. It's not a pagam, it's not difficult to say this because he did it not b'mezid, not b'pshia even pashtus, and he did it b'ones, or b'shogeg, or b'tos, afal b'kein he was chayev, because adam oed la'olam, which applies even to garmi. And in Yaakov Emden, the truth is, acknowledges, Rashi doesn't say this, but he says, t'mili, he doesn't understand this, it's such a great pshat, he says, adam oed la'olam, even b'shogeg, or b'ones, so this would be a great pshat to learn of the Gemara, he says, what forced Rashi to learn differently? He doesn't even get involved in the question of whether garmi b'shogeg, is chayev or not. He says, if he was a katan, he also was in the b'shoge. Katan, pita kana ones, a katan is an additional chiddush. To say that you're chayev when you're a katan, A, you're a katan, and B, you're a shogeg, it would have been less of a chiddush to say it happened when he was an adult, and he's chayev, even though he's a shogeg, because adam oed la'olam, but not a katan, like the Rambam says, a katan is never chayev. So he's matzmiya, he doesn't understand why Rashi had to learn that Ravashi was a katan. So these are three approaches that some of the Gedolei Achronim learn to avoid having a riot to the Arzarua, either that Ravashi was not the protagonist of the story at all, he was the Dayan, or that Katnuso does not mean literally a minor, but it means he was a young man. This was during Ravashi's wild youth. He was not quite the Gadol Hadar that he became later. Or the third pshat, the pshat of the Sharmishpat and Pelukah Rifta, Rav Yaakov Emden, is that it happened when he was an adult. And it's not difficult, it's not problematic to say that Ravashi did it when he was an adult, because it could have happened b'shogeg or ba'ones or b'tos. Nevertheless, Ravram was mechayev him because of the rule of Adam Oed La'olam. In the following lecture, we'll discuss, Mirtz Hashem, some other approaches of the Achronim to what exactly did Ravashi do and why was Ravram mechayev him.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.